time for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Every week, Steve will give us timely tips for caring for our plants. He'll answer your questions and give us expert advice. Now here's a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Welcome to a walk through the garden with Steve Stone here on a Saturday morning, the 20th of March, and it's spring.
It doesn't feel like it this morning. It was a little chilly. Had a little frost on the windshield today.
Yep, but supposed to have pretty nice next few days as far as temperature. A little rain here and there, but
yeah, temperatures look really good going forward. Next week, there's a number of days are calling for showers, but I guess obviously that can be anticipated for this time of year. But we'll take the 60s. That sounds pretty good.
Yes, yeah, not too bad. So what do we want to talk about today?
Well, with the us getting into spring, and we're already, you know, better than three quarters of the way through March, if you haven't been outside yet and started working on anything, especially if you have fruit trees, you need to get out there and get going. You can start pruning and trimming your fruit trees really whenever you want during their dormancy period, but February, March is when most people are out, or the best time really to be out pruning and trimming. Your fruit trees specifically, we'll talk about apple trees. A lot of people, you know, have apple trees, and there's so many different varieties. Jonathan, Red Delicious, Yellow Delicious, Granny Smith, Lodi, there's, you know, a lot of great varieties. Some varieties are better for cooking and canning. Some varieties are better just for, you know, just picking and eating. But all the varieties are treated similarly as far as, you know, how you care for them as far as pruning and trimming goes. And, you know, again, if you're looking to buy or plant some fruit trees, you know, do some research on, you know, what you're looking for. Some bear earlier than others. Granny Smith's a very common name people, you know, hear frequently. It is a good apple tree, but in our area, it's a later season tree. It tends to ripen later in the season. So I guess if you have a combination of trees, you can get some that ripen early, mid, and late season. That's one that's definitely going to be a little bit later season. And in some cases, it does, in our area, we're zone 5. In our area, it is a tree or a fruit that sometimes can have a frost or two before it actually becomes completely ripe. So that's something to take into consideration. I know my dad was always a big fan of Red Delicious and Yellow Delicious. We used to have a bunch of those planted in our backyard. And again, lots of other varieties that are better for, you know, cooking and, again, canning. So do a little research. I mean, all that information is out there. Pretty much everything you need to know is on the web. You can always stop out and ask me. I know a lot of the different varieties, but some of the newer stuff I may not be quite as up on. You know, there's lots of good information out there that you can look up and find. Pruning and trimming, you know, again, this is the time of year. You need to get your pruning done before the trees start to leaf out, before bud break. And we're going to, if we get some some consistent 60-degree days, we're going to start seeing things. I know the buds are really swelling on a lot of different plants right now just due to the warm days that we have had. The cooler, whatever day that was, Thursday was absolutely miserable. The cooler days, you know, obviously slow things down. But again, if we get some consistency with temperatures, you're going to see plants starting to break dormancy. And you want to get that pruning done before that happens. kind of difficult to explain how to prune a tree on the radio, but one thing that's critical is a really good, sharp pair of pruners, and that's not the $6.95 ones that you pick up, you know, at a box store. You want a good pair of bypass pruners. There's two different types. There's an anvil type, which has a blade that comes down and hits a, basically like an anvil, a flat, dull edge. And you basically take that blade and you drive it through the branch. And then, again, there's that flat part on the bottom and it kind of clips it. That actually can cause a decent amount of damage to the branch because the bottom side of that is actually getting crushed. You want a bypass pruner, and a bypass pruner, they actually work like a pair of scissors. You actually have a blade top and bottom, and when you squeeze it, it makes a nice clean cut. And that's really important because I've said in the past, if you're getting surgery, you want a sharp scalpel. You don't want a dull one. And that's the same thing with pruning and trimming, is you want really sharp equipment, and you actually want it to be sterile. It's a good idea to have a bottle of alcohol, the rubbing alcohol, not the kind you drink.
Both would work, but you don't want to waste the good stuff.
Well, it works. Depending on how much alcohol you have,
the percentage of alcohol.
The pruning towards the end of the project versus the beginning of the project is going to get a little bit more haphazard as you get farther along. But using a rubbing alcohol to sterilize the blades going from tree to tree is very important. And then having good equipment and sharp pruners is very important. Again, the bypass pruners will cut like a pair of scissors. It has a blade top and bottom, so it's just a better tool. And again, I've always, you know, been told, kind of an old, I don't know if it's a wise tale, but they say once you're done pruning your apple tree, the guy should be able to throw your hat up into the canopy of the tree, and if it hits the ground, you pruned it right. If it gets stuck up in the tree, you didn't take enough out. So I don't know if that's actually the way I would prune or not, but the point to that topic or that saying is you can get into an apple tree and you can prune it pretty severely, and if done properly, it in the long run is going to benefit the tree. Overall, when you're pruning and trimming, the first thing you'll notice on a lot of fruit trees is you'll notice what's called water sprouts, and water sprouts can come up from the main stem, the main center leader, and it can also come up from all the horizontal branches. And typically they're thin branches, maybe the size of a pencil, and they typically are just shooting straight up in the air, like perfectly straight, parallel or perpendicular with the ground, straight up in the air. Those are called water sprouts. And anything that's shooting straight up from any branch, you want to prune all of those off. That's, again, they're called water sprouts. They're completely junk for the tree. All those need to be pruned out. And then if you're, depending on how old the tree is, if you're kind of starting or training a younger tree or newer tree, you want to get the canopy and the branches, you want to get the branches more horizontal. You want them to be horizontal with the ground. You don't want them, you know, shooting kind of straight up into the air. You want them to grow out. So once the tree gets to a height that you're comfortable with, you can take a lot of most trees as they start to grow, they'll have a central leader, and that leader will be kind of the middle of the tree, and it will have a tendency to want to grow straight up. And you'll notice that with evergreens, spruces, pines, they have a very dominant center leader, so you see them growing straight up, and then you have the conical shape below that. That's the central leader. Once that tree gets so tall, you want to trim that leader out on your apple trees, because that breaks the apical dominance that keeps the tree from wanting to grow straight up, and it'll promote lateral growth, so it'll get wider. And again, you'll start getting those real nice horizontal branches. And that's what you want. You want the canopy to be open, so you want the middle of the tree to be open. So it's certainly not like you would prune and trim your landscape trees, or your certainly your shade trees. You don't want to consider pruning like that. That would be a disaster. But your fruit trees, again, you want the canopies to be open. You get more sunlight down in the middle of the tree. You get more airflow. You want good airflow through and around a tree and around the canopy. Dries things out, so it actually promotes a better health by eliminating some issues potentially with diseases. So you want that thing to be wider and more open, and the branches to be a little bit more horizontal. That's, you know, again, how you want to start training that tree, and again, get the water sprouts out and all the wiry, tiny growth on that, on those trees, which you'll get throughout the summer. All that real tiny, wiry growth you want to get rid of. Apple trees, most fruit trees, with the exception of peach, and we'll get to peach in a minute, will produce on new wood, and so you can prune and trim relatively severely, and you're still going to get a good crop because the you're going to get tons of new growth, and that new growth is going to produce fruit.
So you don't want to do the fruit trees as shade trees. It's a completely kind of the opposite.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, completely opposite
of a shade tree. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some more of the fruit trees, including the peach tree you were talking about. That's different.
Yep. Different.
Back in just a minute.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance match detachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
We're back with Steve Stone, Walk Through the Garden, and we're kind of walking through the orchard right now.
Absolutely, we are. If you have any questions, give us a call here on the Hastings hotline at 937-310-2781, and we'll answer your questions.
Yep, or they can email to you. You could also email us here at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com. If you have questions we want to spring on Steve in any future shows or on yours, it's Steve@NaturesGreen.com.
NaturesGreenNursery.com. All small letters. Steve@NaturesGreenNursery.com. Send me any of your questions.
He can answer them either privately, or most of them we'd love to share with everybody else.
All the listeners.
Anything that, because you don't really know what questions are out there till somebody asks you. So,
Before the break, we were talking about pruning and trimming in your orchard and your fruit trees. And again, just kind of recap that real quick. Trim the wiry stuff out, the real small wiry branching. Trim the water sprouts out. when you make a cut, when you trim, there is a right place and a wrong place. There's buds on branches, and it's pretty obvious. You can look at a branch, and you can see where there's a little bud that's starting to develop. Again, right now, they're starting to swell. They're a lot bigger than they normally are because they're, you know, the time of year, the temperatures and everything, it's starting to swell, and the buds are going to open before too long. Look at those. There's the buds, and then there's usually a space between buds, and that can be maybe an inch to as many as maybe 2 inches, and then there'll be another bud. You want to prune, you want to make that cut right at the end or the end of where the bud is. Don't damage the bud that's there, but trim just beyond that a fraction of an inch and leave that one bud intact. Because if you go in the middle of that inner nodal node area and make that cut, anything from where you make the cut back to that bud is going to be dead tissue anyhow, and it's an avenue for insects and disease to get into the tree. So make a nice clean cut at a 45 degree angle right on top of the bud that's there, and that's the tree can heal that very, very, very quickly, and it's not going to miss a beat. So, you know, pruning and trimming can be critical to having a healthy tree and also having a really outstanding fruit crop as well. So, again, talking about pruning and trimming, I had mentioned before the break that fruit trees bear fruit on new wood. So the new wood that's the new branches that start to develop will have fruit on it from all your apple trees, all your different varieties of apple trees, pear trees, cherry trees. The one tree that's different is a peach tree. A peach tree produces fruit on old wood. So if you come in, or year old wood, so if you come in and severely prune back a peach tree this season, this spring, you're going to have limited or no fruit production. So the way you prune and trim a fruit tree is completely different. You just want to selectively take off crossing branches, broken branches, damaged branches, or, you know, again, those branches I mentioned that have that horizontal or perpendicular growth habit to the ground that's growing straight up. You want to get rid of those, but not do a major pruning on those, because if you do, you're just simply not going to have any fruit. So again, a lot of information in a real short period of time here. If you've got, you know, questions, you can always stop out and see me at the nursery or give me a call or email, and I can help you with that. Another thing that's critical, I mean, absolutely critical this time of year, if you want a good, clean fruit crop, is spraying. And this time of year, again, we're running out of time very quickly, is your horticultural oil, dormant oil, horticultural oil, volic oil. There's different names. It's basically an oil spray that you put on when the plants are completely dormant, which obviously is right now. The oil treatment or oil spray is very safe for you. It's very safe for the environment. It's not toxic. Unless you're an insect, it's not toxic. It is just a type of oil. And what it does is, as you apply it to the branches, just soak the branches, the stems, the buds, branch collars, even the trunk all the way down to the ground, just soak it down with horticultural oil. Horticultural oil is a phenomenal insecticide. It kills adults. If there's adults over insects overwintering on that tree, if there's larvae or eggs, that horticulture oil will have a reaction with the insect that it actually suffocates the insect because of the oil application that you're putting on. So it's going to kill, has a broad spectrum of control. It's safe, and it's going to eliminate a lot of headaches coming into the summer, spring and summer, to get rid of those insects right now. Also, with your fruit trees, with your peach tree specifically, there's another product called lime sulfur, and lime sulfur is a fungicide, and you never have any issues with your fruit trees, or with your apple trees and peach trees and cherry trees, with this particular disease called peach leaf curl. It's a fungus that will get into the peach trees, but if you have a few peach trees and you have a bunch of apple trees, you know, spray all your apple trees with horticultural oil. And then before you do your peach trees, again, read the label, get it mixed properly, but go ahead and put your lime sulfur in the, you can mix that, tank mix that with your horticultural oil. And then spray all your fruit tree, all your cherry, gosh darn it, all your peach trees with the lime sulfur and horticultural oil mix. You're doing two things. You're going to eliminate, I don't know if you're going to completely eliminate, but you're going to dramatically have a tendency to decrease the amount of peach leaf curl you're going to see. And then also you're going to be putting your protection on and getting rid of insects as well. So those are going to be, that's going to be a hugely important application. If you do, if you only have time to do three applications a year, we'll talk about the three applications you need to do. One of them is the horticultural oil. The next application after the we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. But there's three applications that are critical to having a decently clean fruit crop, and all those applications are going to be in the spring. So horticultural oil is number one. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to hit the other two.
Ooh, a teaser.
A teaser.
Oh, all right. Be back in just a minute.
It's time to begin planning your landscape improvements for this summer. Nature's Green Nursery can design a beautiful, cost-effective, no-maintenance landscape for your home or business with quality trees, shrubs, perennials, soils, and mulch. Steve Stone has a degree in horticulture landscape. Call Nature's Green at 419-375-2322 today and set up a free landscape design and evaluation. Check out Nature's Green on the web or like them on Facebook. Nature's Green Nursery on State Route 119 just east of Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales are coming up. They'll be held April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And if you want to be included, you'll need to be registered with a CIO to ZI by Saturday, March 27th. You can get a registration form from any member or go to their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales, and download the form from your computer. Don't put it off. The new CIO to ZI garage sale dates will be sneaking up on us. They'll be the last weekend in April, but you need to register by March 27th to get on their map.
And we're back. A walk through the garden with Steve Stone. We're walking through the orchard today. So you're, we've talked about apples. We've talked about a little bit about peaches. And you were talking about the three applications.
Yep. So the applications that you need to put on, we talked about before the break, getting the horticultural oil on. And that's, again, right now, pruning, trimming, and horticultural oil right now is, again, hugely important. So that needs to be done pretty quickly here. The next application is going to be a product that's just simply called fruit tree spray. And fruit tree spray is, well, what it says, it's just, it's an application you can mix, and it's not expensive, and you can apply yourself. And it has an insecticide in it, and it also has a fungicide in it. So you're going to be chasing bugs and diseases. And it's too early to put that on right now. You want to get your horticultural oil on, get your pruning and trimming done. Depending on what the weather does, you want to put that next application on. Basically, as the before the flowers open. So if the ends of the buds are pink or just starting, you're starting just to see a little bit of color, and the leaves are trying to kind of push through. So I'm going to guess that might be, depending on temperature, it's hard to say, maybe another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, depending on, you know, again, temperatures. But it's when the buds are basically pink, and you want to put that application on, and again, mix to label rates and apply it. Soak your buds and stems and branches and everything down really good with that. Again, that's an insecticide and a fungicide. So you're going to be doing two things at once with that application. And then what's going to happen is after you get that on, the flowers are going to open. The buds are going to open, and you're going to see all the pretty white petals and all the, you have the fragrance. It's gorgeous. At that point, don't do anything. Do not prune, do not trim, and certainly don't put any type of insecticide on. Because when those flowers are open, there's going to be honeybees working those trees. And could be a lot of them working those trees. And that's a beneficial insect, and that's also an insect that's really had a tough time in the last 20 years, probably, with the decline of population. I've read articles that say that the population of honeybees is down. I've heard as little as 50, and I've heard as much as 70%. You know, that's an issue, because you are not going to have any apples without the pollinators, and the honeybees are pollinators. They take pollen from flower to flower to flower, and that's how your apples are produced, and that's how a lot of our fruit products, a lot of our food products are produced, is through pollinating. So you do not want to be spraying anything at that point and having any potential of damaging, harming any of the honeybees. So just enjoy the color and stay the heck away from the trees when they're in bloom. After they're done flowering, you'll have petal drop, and that is exactly what it sounds like. After the flowers are done, the bees have done their job, they're pollinated, you'll have all these petals laying on the ground, and the tree will be bare of flowers at that point. You'll see the leaves will be coming, you know, really fast at that point. So you'll start to see the leaves come, and the trees will start to really green up. At that point, after petal drop, you want to do another application of fruit tree spray, and that's the same mixture, same rate, same everything, same product. You want to do another application of the fruit tree spray, which again, insecticide, fungicide. If you do those three applications for the season, and then you get busy and forget to do all the rest of them, you're probably going to have a pretty decent crop as far as the cleanness of the fruit. You do need to, you know, to get a perfect crop, you need to do applications maybe every 2 to 4 weeks throughout the summer. And that's mostly for insects. You can get spider mites and some different insects that'll attack the tree. Once we get past late spring, early summer, unless you see something really specific, fungicides aren't usually completely necessary. I guess I shouldn't say that. It depends on the temperature, and it depends on the weather patterns if you have to put another fungicide on. But mostly insects are what you're chasing after that. And, you know, again, I never recommend. I mean, you can read, you know, go through the internet and look at different Ohio State, Michigan State, Purdue, all of them have really outstanding extension websites for their horticulture department. You can find tons of good information online through any of those reputable university sites. You know, I don't recommend doing any kind of applications on a calendar schedule. It's more, you know, what I notice as far as inspecting the plants, looking for problems. I'd rather put fewer applications on from a time standpoint, because I'm always busy, and from a environmental standpoint, if you're not seeing a problem, I'm not sure why you're treating for it. Because you're not a commercial operator. If you're a commercial operator and your livelihood depends on the crop, then you might consider doing, you know, preventative type applications. In a homeowner's type of a situation, I would just do it more as like a curative type of an application. If you see a problem, spray. If you don't spray. But if you do those three applications, those are going to be your most important ones, and you should have a really, really good crop and probably be pretty satisfied with what you got at the end of the season.
Okay, so as far as the let's review again, just real quickly, the three sprays you were talking about, and real quick, what they do.
The first application that should be put on probably about right now is the horticultural oil, dormant oil, volic oil. It's your oil spray, and that's going to be an insecticide that's going to get rid of insects, adults, larvae, and eggs that have been overwintering or on the tree since last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then your next application is going to be before the flower buds open. The flower buds are going to be pushing. They're going to be real dark pink on the tips, but they have not opened yet. If they've already opened or if they're in the process of trying to open, just skip that application because there could be honeybees out there already starting to work those flowers. And again, you just don't want to spray anything that's going to harm those. But before the flowers open, you want to treat. And after petal drop, after all the petals have fallen off, you want to treat with the... Again, it's simply called fruit tree spray. And we have those products at Nature Screen. And I'm sure I know Wanglers have those products as well. So you can get them at any, you should be able to get them at most any of your local garden centers.
Yep. So with that, I guess we'll end this week's show. And with those three sprays, you know, just the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so, if you need to kind of review the details of those, this show will be in the archives before 8 o'clock, so you can go back and re-listen to all those details. So join us again next week for Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. Thanks for coming, Steve, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, every Saturday morning.
And when you're looking for something, have questions, go to steve@naturesgreennursery.com, and he can help you, and that can be some information questions we can use for future shows. Thanks, and see you next week.
Thanks for joining us again this week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. If you have a gardening question you'd like Steve to answer, just email him at steve@naturesgreennursery.com, and he'll answer it on a later show. Be sure to join us again next week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone.